Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. Joel is one of the top futurists of our generation, and the author of a number of books and many videos. His work on paradigms changed my way of thinking about the world, and continues to do so. Joel, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about some of the things that you're identifying that are coming at us from the future.
Yep.
Let's talk about some of this medical stuff. You've got some. Tell us about the news on the aspirins.
Two medical things, yeah. And what's interesting about them is one is just amazingly sophisticated, and the other is amazingly obvious once you look at it. Let's do the obvious one first, which is that two major studies have found that low-dose aspirin reduces the incidence of colon and gastrointestinal cancers by almost 40%.
Wow.
And it also reduced the risk of all cancers spreading. In other words, any cancer, It slows down the spread of it by 35% to 40%. That's
wow.
Aspirin.
So would that be like an adult taking a baby aspirin a day?
Yep. It's like an adult. Or the other thing that they're looking at, I just saw this yesterday, didn't get to tie this in, but another study yesterday said if you take a standard aspirin, cut it in half, that's probably the optimum dose for males. But low dose, it's having aspirin in the system. It has to do with the inflammation aspect that aspirin reduces. But, I mean, this is not, I didn't say 4%. I didn't say 7%. I said 40%.
Wow.
This is every human being on the planet should be taking a low-dose aspirin.
Well, the reason I like the baby aspirin is because they taste good. So,
right.
they're orange. They taste good. But, think about this. Here's what's fascinating about this. The new is really rooted in the old. Aspirin is an ancient. The compounds, the active ingredient in aspirin is as ancient as the planet is, isn't it?
Yep. Well, I think the Chinese were using it, thousands of years
ago. Oh, yes. It's a natural. Aspirin is a natural product, isn't it?
Yep. By the way, animals also seek out the chemicals in aspirin in plants. So we know the animals also knew it.
Right.
But what is interesting, you're right, what's really interesting is what is so old is found, this is brand new information about a very old medicine, and that's what keeps happening. We keep seeing these medicines doing other things when we start looking at, these are just data studies, that they're doing. They take a look at 10,000 men over 15 years, and they've got these records, and all of a sudden they're saying, you know what, if you look at what's going on here, the guys who are taking the baby aspirin, man, their cancer incidence and colon cancer is way down.
Well,
this is the new data world that's important.
Obviously, you need to talk to your medical professional about this. But
always.
I don't feel like we're stretching our we're out kicking our coverage, Joel, by talking about aspirin. But
no, I've been taking low dose aspirin since I was 40.
Is that right?
Yep.
Two years now, and it's doing great for you, huh?
Well, I'll tell you what, it adds up,
In 2 years. Wow, that's great. So, so what about stem cells?
Well, there's the other side, which is super sophisticated. What's cool is about a year ago, the French built an artificial esophagus and then populated it with stem cells and put it back in the guy, and it's working fine. Now we have an example of taking a cadaver vein, and what they do is they basically strip the cells out of it, and you're left with what's called a matrix or a scaffold.
Right.
It looks kind of a ghostly thing, like you can look through it, but it's where all the cells are located.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they took this young girl's stem cells, populated, taught the stem cells, by the way, to be blood vessel cells.
Wow.
Then populated this matrix with the cells, put it back in her. No need for immune suppression. Working just fine. Thank you very much. This is the new world of organs.
Is there anything about this that troubles the bioethicists?
No, because it's her own stem cells. They used her own stem cells. So it's like you supplying, you know, you can't, you know, it's like you're saying, I'm going to give some of my stem cells to do this.
So this didn't have to come from, this didn't have to, nobody had to make an embryo to make this or anything like that. It's a dead person contributed the foundation, and it's the patient's own cells.
Exactly. And now just think about all the people who have arterial problems, who actually can wait. You know, you've got a heart problem, we'll operate in the next 4 weeks. No, we won't. We'll wait 8 weeks, and then we will replace your, you know, the arteries that you're having problems with clear arteries based on your own stem cells. It's a big deal.
And you're saying, of course, this was a vessel, but are they working on organs as well, things that function? Well,
yes, that's the other research. University of Minnesota, in fact, was one of the first who did the scaffolding technology. They've actually are working on hearts.
Hmm.
So taking your stem cells, telling them they're heart cells, putting them in the scaffold. And so what's happening right now is we're going from simple things like veins and arteries, but boy, you think of the millions of people who need that, but we're moving toward the organs themselves, livers, hearts, kidneys. I mean, those are all within the realm of possibility now, just how quickly we learn how to stimulate the stem cells in the right way.
You know, all this discussion and debate about healthcare reform, you know, it's interesting. Sort of like me, the more we need, the more we can build a 200-story building in 90 days. As we move forward in history, the less we're going to need those buildings. The more we try to work on healthcare reform, so we can have all this healthcare, maybe the less we'll need it.
Well, wouldn't that be interesting? Nice, 'cause we'll still have millions who will need it.
But isn't it interesting though that I mean, do we live in a fascinating time or what, Joel?
It is, you know, well, as a futurist, you know, what I love about my work is it never grows old.
That's right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Joel Barker. We're going to talk about a special kind of aluminum after these messages. You're not going to believe this, folks. Stay with us.
Be like thunder. I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.